For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. A, quote, modest tuition increase is likely this fall in light of the volatile financial situation caused by COVID-19. UM System President Moon Choi made the announcement at an online special session to provide a budget update during the pandemic. Choi says that increase will be discussed in more depth at the June 18 and 19 curators meeting. He did not say whether the increase would be system-wide. As of May 13th, the Columbia Missourian reports MU has laid off 49 employees, furloughed 899, reduced salaries of 995, and not renewed the contracts of 33. A number of factors affect the system's budget, including state revenue decline, student refunds from the spring semester, losses to MU healthcare, and federal stimulus funding. Ryan Rapp is the board's finance committee and system chief financial officer. He says the system will be adjusting the budget quarterly to account for any new unexpected financial changes. Civil rights groups are appealing to the Missouri Supreme Court to allow all Missourians to vote absentee in upcoming elections because of the coronavirus. A lawsuit accuses four white suburban St. Louis police officers of brutalizing a 68-year-old black woman and her adult son after wrongly accusing them of stealing a television. Marvia Gray alleges she suffered serious injuries during her arrest at a Sam's Club store in De Pere, Missouri, in March. The lawsuit filed Monday says her 43-year-old son, Derek, suffered a concussion and other injuries. Attorney Andrew M. Stroth says Marvia Gray was especially traumatized because she feared, quote, her son was about to be another black man unjustifiably shot and killed by the police. The city police department denies excessive force was used. BJC Healthcare, operator of Boone Hospital, has furloughed nearly 3,000 employees following an announcement last week. The news release states furloughed employees will continue to have medical and dental premiums covered. Mayor Brian Treese spoke at a press conference yesterday on the city's plans to gradually reopen despite the increase of positive cases of COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports there were four new cases Sunday and one new positive case was reported Monday. According to a city news release, no new cases were reported yesterday. Treese said a sustained rise in positive cases would prevent the city from hitting benchmarks to reopen. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.